elaborating on the theme we were discussing yesterday regarding the relative positions of Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Now, there are many persons who will say there is no relative position between Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva because they're the same. Or they'll even say that there's no relative position between even myself and Lord Shiva because Shivaham, I am Lord Shiva, they will say. However, this is Siddhanta Viruddha. This is against the proper conclusion of Shastra, as is being pointed out, we'll find in Srila Prabhupada's purports in this Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very clearly pointed out that what is the actual position of Lord Shiva? Now, certain persons claim, those who are Shaivas, or those who consider Lord Shiva the Supreme. Shaiva means one who is in relation to, or again to use the word devotee, it's not really devotee, but we could say a votary of Lord Shiva. They are called Shaivas. So, if we say that we as Vaishnavas, we say that Lord Shiva is subordinate to Lord Krishna, so this, they consider this an offense to Lord Shiva. But actually we claim to be better Shaivas than the so-called Shaivas. We are also Shaivas. We are actual Shaivas because we offer all respect to Lord Shiva, but with proper understanding of his position as Kshirang yatha dadivikara vishesh yogat sanjayate yatha pritagasti hetoho yasham bhutamapi tatha samupaiti karya govindamadi purusham tamaham vishan. Lord Shiva's position is that he is non-different from Lord Vishnu in the manner that yogurt is non-different from milk, because yogurt is nothing but milk. If yogurt is only composed of milk, but there is some transformation which affects its quality. Milk and yogurt, although essentially the same, also have very clearly, characteristically different properties. So in the same way, Lord Shiva is non-different from Lord Vishnu, but has characteristically different properties. Specifically, he is associated with this material world, whereas Lord Vishnu